to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILI.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. We're going to be joined by Fred Heumann whenever he remembers it.
Well, you got verification. He's coming on here in a second.
He'll be with us momentarily, I would guess. That's my assumption. How about Brett Favre this week? Now, does that bother you that he couldn't make up his mind?
I just ignore it. I mean, I think, he's a competitor, okay? And there's something, if I was him, I'd want a nice round 20 years, as opposed to 19. I'm into these round numbers, So I could see him wanting to come back for his 20th year and then retire after a nice round number. 20 years in the NFL as a quarterback. I mean, this guy's, he's chasing down George Bland as far as hanging around as a quarterback. It's amazing. It's an amazing story of the competitiveness and the longevity. So I don't get irked by people thinking he's an egomaniac and trying to, get all this attention.
Well, if you're into round numbers, what if Michigan goes 2-10? That would give Rich Rodriguez a nice round 10.
10 wins in
4 career wins at Michigan.
Wouldn't get to that point because after they lose in Bloomington on October 2nd, he'd be fired in the morning of October 4th, and he wouldn't get his necessary.
But he would have wins.
Oh, he probably would have that win.
In the non-conference, so it'd be perfect.
Over
right?
Massachusetts and Bowling Green.
Bowling Green.
Okay, out to the phones we go. Or not yet.
No, it doesn't bother me at all that Brett Favre decides to come back. In fact, I like Brett Favre. Dave Ellis works at Michigan State as a number one Brett Favre basher. Hates Brett Favre.
Really?
Yeah.
Now,
calls him Mississippi stupid.
Dave's got to be a Packer fan because he's from the UP. Isn't Dave Ellis?
No.
Dave Ellis is from the UP, isn't he?
Yes.
Yes.
So he would be a Packer fan.
No. He's a Lions fan.
I thought all Upers were Packer fans.
No. Split.
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 Okay.
Split allegiance.
Didn't know that.
Yes. More Packer fans, I believe, than Lions fans.
Tom Izzo was a Packer fan.
Tom Izzo was a big-time Packers fan. Yes. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. We're still trying to reach Fred Heumann. So, Fred will get the message at some point here, but trying to catch up to him.
To answer your question, am I that bothered by it? I get a little, irked by it that he's always a headline and everything like that. I'm talking about Brett Favre. And, we'll see how he does. I mean, Minnesota will be a better team with him. And they got other issues. I mean, Percy Harvin has these migraine headaches.
You can blame for Brett Favre coming back? Steve Hutchinson.
From Michigan, who was on the O-line. Why? What's the...
Because he was on that pilgrimage. It went down there. And supposedly, Brett Favre said, hey, I wasn't going to come back. And
Hutch got him back.
Those guys went down and...
Talked him into
persuaded him to come back.
Yeah. Now, the health issue, boy, that's a lot of pounding. How's he going to be...
Bad ankle.
How's that going to be, these NFL guys, when
they're
in their
60s? It's not going to get any better.
It seems like a lot of these old NFL players, when they get in their 60s, a lot of them die. Do you think there's legitimate residual bodily impact?
I do.
You do?
I do. I think there are very few 80-year-old former NFL players.
Really?
Yes. I think it... I can't quantify
is it the head
this.
Injury? What are you blaming it on?
I think it's just a lot of stress on your body. Certainly the head injuries... are what we're hearing more
and
more about.
Or is it the drugs?
That may be too.
From that era.
But I think that your body is not designed for high-impact collisions.
Okay, these college and pro football players right now.
How about the arthritis?
30 years from now, do you think it'll be better than it is in this recent era?
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't think that your body is designed for these
kinds of... For that kind of impact?
This kind of impact. And you see guys... He talked to guys who played in the 60s and 70s, and it takes them 20 minutes to get out of bed. Seriously.
Yeah. I remember a lot of those old Pittsburgh Steelers had that issue. 20 minutes to get out of bed. Is that worth it?
Is it?
I don't think so. Now, you think about Troy Aikman. Troy Aikman had 9 concussions, something like that.
Wow.
I look at concussions as miles on a car.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
exactly.
That's like throwing 50,000 miles on your car, on you as a car. I mean, that's a lot of wear and tear. I would think that Troy Aikman, as much as
but you get these numbers from Jeff Nielsen at Tuffy Auto Service Center, it's 50,000 miles on your body or what?
I'm just talking about having the concussions. That's what, you know, because that's a bruised brain, basically, right?
It is. That's exactly what
it is. It's a bruised brain.
Your brain is smashing.
Now they got all these sophisticated ways of measuring that. They have these baseline testing to see where, you know, so when you have a potential concussion.
You don't even have to hit anything. You can just get whiplash and you can get a concussion.
Right, right. Okay. But if I'm Troy Aikman, as much as he's living a pretty glorious life right now as a broadcaster on Fox, you know, and all that stuff, I would think he'd be concerned about his, you know, his state of health maybe, you know, 10, 15 years from now. Wouldn't you?
Well, I look at it this way. Think of how many offensive and defensive linemen, most of the players in the league and former players are going to be linemen. It's just the most biggest number of guys out there.
Right. You're talking raw numbers, right?
Yeah. And look at them now. They're all over 300 pounds. Once they stop playing, they're not going to be working out every day, not going to be lifting. They're still going to be eating as much. How often do you see a Mark Schlereth drop the weight? I mean,
quite often, actually.
Really? Jack's right. I mean, I think that there's more of a realization that you're going to have to downsize your body. Because you're not going to be able
to
maintain that caloric intake. You can't eat like a 20-year-old anymore.
Very few of them stay at their playing weight.
Right.
They either get in shape and come down because they don't need that carry that much weight.
Right.
Or all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, it goes one way or the other. Now, you take like Mike Golick, you know, he's in pretty good shape.
Yeah. he passed the test, paid for it, too.
Maybe whatever motivates him.
Yeah.
He passed the test at a training camp, but the lineman, that's a good point. I mean, because you have to change your whole way of life when you're dealing with, and these linemen are all, I mean, I'm here in the NFL, you know, we're going to get where a 370-pound lineman is the norm in the next few years. I mean, they just seem to get bigger and bigger.
Is that a good thing?
I just don't. I mean, because that's, you know, stress on your body, I would think, to get that big. I don't know. Maybe it's not getting to that point like we first thought maybe 10 years ago. Guys kept getting bigger and bigger. Now, you know, now in the Big Ten, though, most linemen are 300 pounds.
Well, George Perlis talked about this, and he used to joke about it. He wanted a 300-pound tight end and a 300-pound fullback and a 250-pound punter. He almost got it with Josh Butland. He was pretty close. He was about 245.
Yeah, he was a big kid.
Yeah. Well, by the way, punted in that 1990 game the other day. I wanted to just go back to that. That was 28-27, by the way, in case you missed it.
Living in the past. The late Hyland Hixon, touchdown!
Tico Duckett was the star of that game, but Hyland Hixon had two touchdowns.
Hyland Hixon had some. And you know, the thing about that, going back to that 1990 game, it was a line play. The holes were cavernous.
Yeah.
And I will never forget the post-game tailgate. I did tailgate that game, Jack. Yeah, I know I'm anti-tailgate. And in that game afterwards, we were just toasting this new D coordinator at Michigan, Lloyd Carr. I mean, this Lloyd Carr sucks, we said, because they're giving up too many damn yards against Sparty on the ground. And then Dan Enos had a great game.
All right, we have located Fred Heumann, and he's going to be with us in just a moment.
So
we'll be right
break,
back.
Fred.
The Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.